Adelaide-based five-piece band It's a Hoax joins us in the studio, three of their members, following the release of their new album. The indie rock genre is catchy and contemporary. I'm sure to get a few feet tapping. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
If you'd like to introduce yourselves.
I'm Kia. This is... Say your name.
I'm Jacob. You can't see the hand
gestures. I always got to do that. Yeah.
And I'm Josh.
So, to start things off, why did you guys decide to form a band?
Jacob and I thought of it. Sorry, Josh. Josh joined us a little bit later, but Jacob and I were in a jazz band together, and we were just listening to a lot of contemporary music in the car on the rides there and back, and I was talking about how I wanted to do it, and he said he wanted to as well, so
we got started. I can remember the specific moment, if you want me to recite that.
Oh, I do. The image in my mind is we're driving down from Blackwood on those cliffs. That's very romantic.
my image is that... Kia was driving me home from a rehearsal of the jazz band, and she's like, oh, I'm trying to start a band, but we need to find a drummer, knowing full well that I played drums. and I'm just sitting there going like, oh, when's the awkward moment that I can jump in and say, oh, I play drums too. And I can remember sneaking it in just on my street before I got out.
Oh, yeah, good work.
At least you did. Otherwise, you could be a six-piece band with a drummer that you don't actually need.
And I would just be... looking from the sidelines.
Or playing piano.
Yeah.
When did I join? Was that like 2000? Let's just pop that in there as well.
Like a year later.
Was it 2013 or something?
Yeah.
No specific memory of that.
Sorry.
Not exactly. Yeah.
He's sort of always there.
I'm just that guy.
He just was there once. He just turned up.
You do have an interesting band name, though. It's a Hoax. Makes it very interesting to announce on radio. Is there a story behind the name?
Oh, no, don't ask me about that one. I don't even know. I remember picking it. I think originally I wanted like to be egotistical here, but this was me when I was younger. Kia and the Hoaxes. I thought it was a cool name, but it didn't really suit what we wanted anyway. And then I know it's so bad.
That's great.
Anyway, but we picked It's a Hoax, and then the following year after that was the usual, I think, for every band going in and out of, is this the right name? What have we done? And then we just had to stick with it. But I think we've grown to like it, so it's good.
You mentioned earlier that you'd worked in jazz, and this outfit's described as indie rock. How did you sort of transition the genres there?
I think it's more just... Oh, I'm doing all the talking. I think it's more just we all love music.
Well, we're all from jazz backgrounds as well. So,
everyone
that plays in the band is sort of has a degree in performance.
Is that right? Or is on the way to?
Yeah, on the way. Yeah.
I think just doing a jazz degree makes you a good musician, and that's why people do it. But also, I mean, we really do love jazz, but, we love music in general.
We sneak a few sort of... chunky chords in there, you know, along with the indie stylings. I think maybe gives us somewhat of a distinctive sound.
Yeah, I think a lot of our sets are also sort of improvised. Instrumentation wise, a lot of the gigs we play compared to like the recording, for example, it's always going to be a little bit different, you know.
Yeah,
and the form.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I think when people, when other musicians hear our music too, they can hear that, and then even just general punters, they can kind of get the idea it's a bit different, which is fun.
Mm. What's been the inspiration behind some of your music?
We like a lot of like 90s grunge, and we love Blur and Hole. That's been some of it is generally the grit part of it anyway, and then we reference a few other things often. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Well, I think every member in the band sort of comes from a different to an extent, sort of comes from a different
What's yours, Josh? Come on,
you're opening up a can of worms there. I don't know. I really like Elliott Smith. He's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's a big one.
So, and I guess
Jacob?
About you, Jacob?
Any extras?
Yeah, I think we even though we play noisy rock, we always seem to be talking about Elliott Smith, which doesn't. So we're just always sort of going, we've got a rock song. How can we sneak a few chromatic-y chords or singer songwriter chords in there?
Definitely.
Yeah, so we're caught in these worlds, and we just whatever comes out tends to come out.
With Dean Forever, Jacob and I have a pop thing that we've recently done as well called Dean Forever, and we that's Elliot Smith influenced as well. So it shows the the difference that can come just from the one influence.
I'm speaking with Kia, Jacob and Josh from Adelaide indie rock band It's a Hoax about their new music, getting a bit of an insight into the band. They've also brought some instruments in and are going to treat us to a live performance. Are you guys all set up, ready for that?
Yep. Yeah.
Wonderful. If you'd like to take it away. As Josh gets set up with his mic.
Just give me 2 seconds. Oh, that's a weird noise.
I saw you getting tangled up there, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Oh, geez. Just, are you right?
Oh, I think so. Oh, wait.
His headset's around the guitar, and... See, I thought the piano would be the hardest thing to set up, but Jacob's okay over there.
Can I take my headphone? It might be a bit easier if I just pop these off. That's a lot better.
You guys can't possibly imagine the humorous physical comedy that's happening in the room right now.
I should have started filming.
It's always Josh. It's always Josh.
It's all good. All right.
And I hear nothing.
Very nice, very nice. It's a Hoax in the Radio Adelaide studio with Kia, Jacob and Josh right with us now. You've just released a new single. I don't know if that was it or not, but if you tell us a bit about the how your music sort of gets produced, how you the production of your music.
Yeah, that was our new single. We use a really awesome local producer called Matt Hills of Hillside. Actually, he has a festival this Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, Hillside interested. Fest.
Yeah, Hills Fest. So you just contact Matt Hills for that. But that should be really cool. Everyone's playing all their songs in a different way, which would be really cool.
Just to plug that quickly. Yeah. It's acoustic themed as well. So yeah. Yeah. Really cool. So a lot of bands are, you know, rock bands are adapting their music to an acoustic setting, which is really cool. Yeah. So check that one out.
But yeah, he's awesome. We sort of have our arrangements kind of like to have that. We've learnt the hard way, I think, like every musician, just to be prepared as possible for hitting the studio.
Yep.
When we write our songs, we just jam it out pretty much. Someone's got an idea and we build on it, and it's a really cool way to get that sort of interesting style song that we like to get.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of our songs sort of originate from rehearsals, so we spend a lot of time workshopping them in rehearsals until they become like a full, you know, song, I guess.
It was good with this one. For the first time, we tried recording a fair chunk of it ourselves before we took it to the studios. And it was good to develop those studio skills a little bit and then get
definitely.
That. And that made the recording really focused and fun because we could just be focusing on like the finishing touches the whole way, which is really cool.
Yeah. So when we recorded that song, we've also recorded another single, which we'll have ready for you in December, called Trying for Easy, and we'll have a cool video for that one as well. By our bassist brother, who's in film and is really good, Repeater Productions, so that'll be really great.
So what are your upcoming shows look like?
Oh, so we've got our next one is with Neon Tetra. No, wait, no, we've got Hot Mess. We're headlining a show with Hot Mess. Do you know where that one is?
Just around the corner.
At the Exeter, isn't
it? The Exeter. Yeah, so that'll be good. That's on the 9th. So how far away is that? Like 2 weeks? I think so. I don't know when it is. I just hit holiday season, so
yeah,
I'm like,
holiday.
What?
We're in the time warp at the moment.
And then we've also got one on the 23rd with Neon Tetra.
And they're launching their single that night, which
is
awesome.
And that's with another big Australian.
Yeah,
big Adelaide
and Carter are getting the band back together. So there's going to be a Colonel/Encarta sort of reunion. Not really reunion, because I don't think they've broken up, but they don't play too often, and they're getting the band together to play as well, so that's going to be really cool. So
they're an Adelaide classic, I think.
Yeah So Neon Tetra launching their single and Carter getting back together, and then us trying to keep up, so that's going to be cool. And a lot of pressure as well, and that's serious people's music, so that's like there'll be a lot of like chin scratches at the back of the room going critiquing our songs. That is at a venue. Certainly it is at a venue.
It's at a venue. We don't know. It's somewhere in Adelaide. We're going to set up some kind of clue system, like a scavenger hunt where you have to go around. I think I saw
a
movie.
Remember geocaching? It's going to be like that.
Yeah. So we'll post about it on Facebook very obviously.
Yeah.
The venue escapes
That'll
right
be
now.
The clue. And then we're also playing Swellfest in January, which will be really cool.
Yeah, right.
That'll be a good one, 13th of Jan. So we've got some good ones in the next couple of months, which
bangers,
is different because we've spent like a good 6 months, at least at the beginning of the year, not gigging. So it's nice to be able to gig again. I don't know why we did that. We just, you know, you go in and out of it.
Uni is a big one.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Where can our listeners go to check out some more of your music?
Oh, we're on the SoundCloud, we're on Triple J Unearthed.
Facebook.
Not that we should talk about them.
I don't know.
No, we prefer Radio Adelaide.
Thank
but
that'll do.
Check out our Facebook. I think we're on Spotify for a couple songs. Yeah, we're on Spotify. Yeah, we're on all those things. iTunes. We're on all those things. We do it properly nowadays.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you at your next gig, wherever that might be, and whatever date that might be.
Makes it exciting that way.